Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Trotty for Brekkie on this Monday. It is the 22nd day of October and the fabulous sound there of the Doobies and China Grove. Good morning, everybody. How are we? I hope you're well. Hope you had a good weekend. I certainly did, but I was a bit hamstrung. I had a back problem last week, problem with the surf boat and being an old bloke. So I've been a little bit sort of incapacitated, if you know. You know what I mean. And what about last night after the foggy start to the day yesterday? Plenty of cloud cover around, trying to get to sleep last night. It was sort of like, pull the covers on, no, take them off, pull the covers on, no, take them off, all over the place. But again, that lovely little bit of rain we got over the weekend certainly is going to help the farming community. Let's have a look at what's happening with the weather today. Well, as you're rising, partly cloudy today with a medium chance of showers and storms, and up to about 25 degrees. That is what we're expecting. Major news stories of the day, as you've heard, the Prime Minister's apology after the, inquiry into sexual abuse into institutions that has taken years to come into fruition. But the apology will be today, and the Prime Minister working up to give his speech after the opposition leader's speech in Parliament as it resumes today. Talking about that, independent Karen Phelps is still tracking to claim the historic by-election win, despite postal votes giving the Coalition a little hope it could hang on to Wentworth. But it looks like now after they... How do you find 200 votes? They just found them in a corner somewhere. Anyway, it looks like Karen Phelps is going to be the new member for Wentworth. Also overseas, one of Taiwan's fastest passenger trains has derailed on a curve along the popular weekend route, killing at least 18 people and injuring more than 170 others. In local news, this is good news about our surf clubs. Members have rallied to support farmers doing it tough. A major fundraising effort has resulted in almost $22,000, which means two semi-trailer loads of hay bales being delivered to properties in the Upper Hunter today. Individual members and whole clubs have contributed to this major fundraising campaign. Members of the Woolgoolga Club threw down the gauntlet to other clubs to match their donation of a bale of hay, and the response was fantastic. So well done to our clubs, particularly the Whoopee Club, for getting the ball rolling there today. In sport, a fractured ankle for Reece Hodge will likely force Israel Folau to fill in an outside centre for the Wallabies in Saturday's test against the All Blacks in Yokohama. And locally in sport, in swimming, the Laurieton Club meet tonight at 5 at the pool in Laurieton. And in racing, the Gallops are at Coffs today with a 7-race card with the first at around 1:35. Coming up on the show today, plenty happening, including what's on for Mid-North, on the Mid-North Coast for Holiday Coast Credit Union. We'll talk to Christy today. A stack of stuff on, including a big, if you love books like I do, there's the start of a big book sale today. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. Also, we'll talk travel with the great man, John Joyce, talking about ATP River Cruise deals and also some of the specials that were featured on the Hello World TV show yesterday. Some absolute crackers there. And talking about talking travel... Yeah, on Friday, we bade farewell to the great Malcolm Andrews. Malcolm used to do Talking Travel on the station for donkey's years, and he was put to rest on Friday. It was a really, really lovely service, I can tell you. And Helen did the service beautifully. Malcolm's story was amazing. The Australian author and journalist, a 45-year career, or no, it was 50, actually, where he worked in the media in organisations like The Australian, The Daily Telegraph, The Daily Express in London. He was one of the first producers on the Nine Network show Today, right? One of the first breakfast television shows. He spent 5 years in Munich working for the US State Department and Radio Free Europe, which broadcast news behind the Iron Curtain. And he did so much in rugby league and so many books. Goodness me. And he was put to rest on Friday. And the lovely, quirky part about it, which I know Malcolm had a big say in how the funeral was, but the family had a big night the night before, and they lacquered old newspaper headlines and front pages over his coffin. I've never seen it done before. But I think Malcolm looking down would have been chuckling away at that. He'll be sadly missed by his family, who came from all over the world where they are now, these kids that got the travel bug, just like Malcolm did back in the 70s. And it was a lovely service. So we dips our lid to the great Malcolm Andrews, who departed on Friday. It was a lovely service. And John, continuing on the great tradition of travel stories, will be on with us around 7:45 today. After 8, the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Jeff Goldblum. I love saying this bloke's name. Franz Liszt and Christopher Lloyd. Also, Marion with the bold and the beautiful update. All that and more coming up on this show. It's more fun than falling out of a tree. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Midnorthcoast. Well, if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. We
love our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
It was a big day last week for the little people of Dubbo, Cactus Island. Yes, a visit from Prince Harry, the Duke of Ginger. Not quite Harry Potter, or Harry Kewell, or Harry the Homely Hedgehog, but it is only Dubbo, after all.
Dubbo? There must be some mistake. I'm a bloody prince.
But soon it was off for a walk among the people with his lovely bride, Meghan, formerly an American actress.
Yeah, I couldn't say I do quickly enough.
Better to live under Harry than under Trump, I love.
Hello. What do you do in this, Dubbo?
Bum durries, mostly. Dave O'Bargan's the name. Got a durry I can bum, love?
Bum durries, eh? Sounds like something my Uncle Edward might enjoy.
This way, Your Highness. You've wandered into Centrelink.
Oh, how interesting.
Hello, young man. What's your name?
Brock Bogan. My dad said to ask you if you play naked billiards like what Harry done.
Oh, my gosh. Your grammar is appalling.
Yeah, smelly too. So we put Grandma in a home.
Hello there. Nice to be with you.
Hey, Meghan, did that dead pot plant just talk?
Is that the drought-ravaged land they said us out here to see?
No, this is me, Labour leader Bill Curley.
Oh, sorry,
pardon
mate.
Me.
The thing is, I thought I'd ask you to give a message to your grandmother, Queen Elizabeth. I don't want to put it in writing, and she won't take my calls.
Yeah, well, of course she won't. You're a Republican. You'll never get through to Her Highness the Grandma.
Although, calling the Queen Her Highness is stretching it. She gets shorter every day. You should just wait. She'll disappear naturally.
And I thought you Labour types were all about jobs. If you declare a republic, well, what happens to mine and Meghan's job of coming here for free holidays and having fun?
Well, that's the thing. With the Queen's help, I might turn monarchist and the republic thing might go away.
Really? Well, what's Grandma got to do?
Oh, not much. Just turn up a week before the election in a Labour Party T-shirt, preferably wet, do a few sausage sizzles and generally stick it up for Liberals. People love the Queen. I'd romp in like Winks. Ha ha ha.
Hello? Grandma? Now, you know how you love sausages? Well,
how green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre?
The latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Pamela Anderson is on crutches as she claims her calf muscle exploded after suffering a leg injury on the French version of Dancing with the Stars. We hope Pam's okay. The Spicks and Specks reunion, which we are all so much looking forward to, will air on the first three letters of the alphabet in November as part of Auntie's Oz Music Month. And Seven's brand new talent show, All Together Now, was full of surprises last night. How's this? Ronan Keating and the 100 were left speechless as a Melbourne-based opera singer, Jessica, fused two very unexpected songs into one, winning the performance with Mozart's Queen of the Night, infused with Lady Gaga's Poker Face.
Best bet.
Yes, here he is coming off the bench with number 17 on his back. The great man, the Wormer. Wormer, good morning. How are we?
Good morning, Strawny. We're doing well.
Oh, that's good, buddy. Good to have you part of the team again as Bluey's off for a couple of days. And, gee, haven't the seas just been enormous over the last week or so?
It's just been consistent. It has been for nearly a month now, on and off. You get a couple of light days and then it's back up again and big seas.
Yeah, they have been dropping off over the last 24 hours, which is good. What's your take, Wormer, on as far as the fishing goes? I mean, they say a drought on the land means a drought in the ocean. We've had a good amount of fresh and the swells come up. This should stir the fish up?
It should stir the fish up. I noticed a few of the rivers, the Macleay's pretty muddy, and a few of the other rivers around our area, and there's a bit of mud coming down the Hastings. So, yeah, it could come good for a while. As soon as it settles down, it should come good again.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully with the air temperature coming up, because I know the surfers have been complaining. Apparently on Saturday, they reckon it was only about 14 or 15 degrees, Wormer. Can you believe it?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah, all righty. What about today? Let's have a look. We've got southerly winds again. No real strength in them. 10 to 15 knots. They'll back off and go southeasterly to 10 later. Yeah, not much difference in the tides. 1-1 to a 0.3 at 2. Where are we going to go?
Probably sneak out into the estuary and try and chase a lazy flathead. You wouldn't want to go to the beach at the moment. It's still pretty stirred up a little bit. Sneak into the estuary and try and get a flat on a pilly.
On a pilly, okie dokie. And, of course, your profession for donkey's years has been worming. How do the worms react after, you know, big swells and rain?
The big swells they don't mind the big swells so much. It's just that you've got to be able to get down to them. But it's the southeasters and easterly winds, the big heavy winds and that we've been getting. They just don't like it.
We don't like the wind. Well, we don't like it either, Wormer.
No, so, why would you put your head up? Hey, why would you put your head up in that?
Exactly. Now, also, you are travelling as you always are. Now, you're at another festival. Where are you at the moment?
Well, I'm at the Grafton Festival at the moment, the Ulmarra Country Music Festival. And we've just got back from Gunnedah, which we went out there for the farmers, for the motorhomes and camp event and motorhome show. So, we're doing a little bit of travelling.
Good on you, Wormer. And it's great because the road's improved, but we've lost part of our childhood, Wormer, without the concrete through Ulmarra now on the way to Grafton.
Yeah. Still there at Ulmarra yet. We've got another 18 months yet, and then we'll be right away from all of it.
Yeah, but remember that sound as a kid? You knew you were going through that area because of the sound the car made going over the concrete road.
Old concrete roads that were very bumpy.
Yeah.
And the one at Clybuck is the same.
Exactly. You're right.
It is,
The road's getting so good now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's brilliant. My son works on all that. He does a lot of the... He's an engineer through all that section. He helps run a lot of that. And it's only a couple of years away from nearly being finished all the way to Queensland.
Well, since he's doing that, have you ever commandeered him to go and fix your driveway up or anything?
No, they come and spray that gravel on all the time.
Good on you, Wormer. Thanks for coming off the bench. And your tip today is out to the estuary for a flathead.
For a flathead on pillies.
Thank you, Wormer.
Thanks, Drawny.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 23 on the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. New signage is now being planned to make the gateways to Port Hastings towns and villages more welcoming. New signs were recently installed in the Camden Haven at places including Laurieton, the aim to highlight the character of each unique environment. The next round of signs to be installed will be those in places including Wauchope, Comboyne, Herons Creek and Camden Head. Those will be installed in early 2019, with more towns to benefit in subsequent times when funding is available. Charles Sturt University students are being credited with putting the Comboyne Cookbook together, featuring all local businesses, recipes and personalities. It spans 174 pages and is now up for grabs at the Comboyne Community Centre. Graphic design lecturer at CSU, Wilhelmina Wallin, says she's proud of the work achieved.
We've never really had a design project of this magnitude, and it really took the four students' skills to complete the project. So there were other behind-the-scenes things that went on, like all the food styling. They did a few trips up to Comboyne as well, so they met with the community. They took photographs all around Comboyne as well.
Line MP David Gillespie has been re-endorsed by the National Party to run for them in the 2019 election. He's held the seat since 2013 and has been endorsed by the party since 2010. The MP has highlighted aged care funding as an area he's championed improvement, with funding increased by $40 million a year in the electorate since he took charge. Mr Gillespie says more than 675 new jobs in the sector have also been created. And the New South Wales government has launched a new app called the Farm Tracker. Local farmers are now being recruited to collect and report weather data from their properties to better monitor rainfall across the state. Primary Industries Minister Niall Blair says it'll come in handy for drought reporting purposes. The weekend officially saw round two of the Premier Cricket League. However, following the full washout in round one, it was practically a reset. Still, just two of the four scheduled clashes could play out, not going ahead the Rovers versus Port Pirates game and the clash between Taree West and Wingham. One game that did take place, Wauchope versus Port City League's Magpies. Wauchope batted first and posted 8 for 190. Matthew Miller led the way with 71. They then bowled out the Magpies for just 126. In the other clash, the reigning premiers Macquarie were bowled out for 134. They weren't able to chase down Nullar's total of 169. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World. Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have excellent surfing conditions on all our beaches this morning. The wind's only light. It's out of the west to southwest. It's producing those clean, classic surfing conditions. And there's a little bit of swell happening. The swell is out of the east waves, so it's only small, around that 1 to 2 feet mark. But leastways, we have nice, clean little waves this morning. We do have a high tide around 8 o'clock this morning. Low tide is around 2 o'clock this afternoon. And the water temperature's around 18 to 19 degrees. But in some areas, it's down as low as 15 to 16 degrees.
Triple M and Marina with the traffic not far away. It's Strotty Fabrecchi and John Mellencamp on a cracker Monday morning. The sun is out and up to about 25 for today. A possibility of a shower or storm.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, Lee from the newsroom. What is making news today?
G'day, mate. In the Daily Telegraph, Voodoo Medics is the headline there. The secret world of the soldiers sworn to save lives on the battlefield. They're often the difference between life and death on the battlefield. An elite group of Australian military men who call themselves the Voodoo Medics, charged with treating our special forces soldiers injured in combat. The medics are a rare breed, trained fighters whose first job is to save lives. But from today, the Daily Telegraph takes you inside the secret world of the elite special squad. In an 8-part series. That's in the Daily Telegraph. As well as that, Coalition of the Dwindling, Prime Minister Scott Morrison faces chaos and recriminations in Parliament today as the Coalition's hopes of clinging to a majority in the government quickly fade. Independent Karen Phelps appears set to claim victory in the Wentworth by-election despite strong postal vote results for Liberal Dave Sharma, throwing the outcome into doubt early yesterday. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, of course, a similar tune there. A new political climate is the headline. A ferocious voter backlash has inflamed the Morrison government's internal row on climate change as Liberal MPs call for stronger policies to assure voters that Australia can meet the Paris Agreement to cut carbon emissions, and how it slipped away from the Liberals. Bleary-eyed Liberals woke up yesterday morning to Karen Phelps doing a round of television interviews about her historic by-election win in Wentworth. But by about 9:20 a.m, there was a flurry of text messages. The word from Liberal Party scrutineers was that there was hope. The apparent loss the night before may have been a bad dream. That's, of course, referring to the postal votes starting to come in, and there's still a glimmer of hope that they will retain a majority of the government, so we'll have to see what happens.
As further reports out today say, even if everything falls away, he's still going to be 58 short, but it's fascinating watching the whole thing being played out.
Absolutely.
Incredible. Locally with you, still plenty happening around the Mid-North Coast as well, Lee.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're running with this morning. Port Hastings Council is looking to make local towns and villages more welcoming with new entry signage. Council's Group Manager Lucilla Marshall says the signs recently installed in the Camden Haven are proving to be extremely popular with locals and visitors. $50,000 has been allocated for more installations in 2018-19. At the start of next year, Warhope, Comboyne, Herons Creek and Camden Head among those to benefit. The community can also make their recommendations of what they'd like to see on the signs on Council's Have Your Say website.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. And, of course, every day this week we're going to be searching the papers, be they local, be they national, international, for our pun of the week. We launched this on Friday, and already we've got a couple of good ones to talk about. I have one involving a novelist. Yep. And you have one, including a local government group. Now, we will get our final four on Friday, and then we'll post them on the Triple M Facebook site, and you can have your say. But we're quite excited about it because we've got a couple of good ones already.
Yep. Nailing it. Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Pun of the week coming up here on the newspaper headlines. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza in Clifton News Agency. Thank you, Lee. Marina's got the traffic for us next.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Ah, here he is. I left the front door open for him today. I forgot the last couple of Mondays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mark.
How are we?
I'm great.
That's the way. Very good indeed.
Airport's no fog this morning.
No fog at the airport this morning.
All
great.
On time.
How are you going too? Because remember, the lane that's closest to you used to drop everybody off to the airport's gone. You've got to use the next lane as the $9 million refurb starts. Mm-hmm. And how's it all going?
Getting there.
Getting there.
It didn't help when we had a few delays on one day and there was about three flights due in at the one time. It was a bit crammed.
That's right. And then with the rain too, John, it's been...
It hasn't helped.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Brisbane yesterday, that looked really wild. Yeah, I mean, they called the races off.
Apparently there was really wild weather even west of Brisbane yesterday because I know planes were diverted back to Brisbane. So.
That's too. A lot of people don't realise that actually the plane doesn't live... here, that they live all over the place, you know?
They think they do.
All right, John, let's have a look. Yesterday, and I think it's the second time I've seen it, the Hello World television show on a Sunday afternoon at 4.30 on Gem is an absolute ripper.
Yep.
You're going to run through some of these great specials. Now, we know particularly we live in the best country in the world, but it can be a bit expensive sometimes for a holiday. I cannot believe what you're going to tell us about going to the Novotel at Phuket. Now, this is inclusive of stuff that it would cost you about five times the amount if you were having it here.
Oh, definitely. Look, for $12.55 per person for 9 days, that's eight nights, including airfares, it's just amazing. You're saving about $900 on the per couple on the fare at the moment. So it's just get away for 9 days, go to Phuket, which is lovely, and stay at Karen Resort and Spa, which is great.
Yeah.
For that price, it is just unbelievable.
It is. Now, when you think about it, it's probably going to cost you just as much to have a night in Sydney. It's incredible. So,
unfortunately, Sydney, well, most of Australia is getting dear now.
Well, it is one of the great cities of the world now. We've got to accept that.
Well, we've got the best country in the world.
Of course.
They've got to pay a bit extra.
That's for sure. Now, this deal is 9 days, eight nights. I can't believe that. That includes your flights, $1,255 per person twin share.
Yep.
How are you going to beat that?
Value.
Gee.
There are such good values at the moment. This time of the year they start to come out because it's quite a time between school holidays. So you're getting really good deals, like even the Los Angeles airfare with Air New Zealand.
I just paid Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA. I can't believe this. Fly from Sydney to LA with Air New Zealand for...
$8.99 return. That is...
$8.99 return. Wow.
Yeah, it's just so good a value. And particularly the States, as they're really pushing the fares to the States. Well, everywhere in the world, really.
Yeah.
You're getting some good deals if you just come in and say, if you want to go to a place, come in, just ask us and we'll see what we can find.
Good deals on. Now, the Hello World TV feature of the Novotel Phuket Caron Resort and Spa. Yep. Offer ends the 5th of November.
Yep.
And what about the Sydney flights to LA? I think it's a 2nd of November.
Up to the 2nd, I think it is.
2nd of November. $899.
Yeah, Melbourne Cup Day. Is it 2nd Melbourne Cup Day? I'm not sure.
Oh, why don't I look at my calendar? No. You should know, John. You're our racing man. What are you doing?
I usually do, but I've been so busy with other things that I haven't even looked at.
Oh, goodness me. Now, it is the first Tuesday in November is the 6th.
Oh, the 6th.
Yeah. Okay, that's Melbourne Cup. So, and where are you going to watch the cup there, John?
Well, I'm flying out the next day, so I'm not sure. So I haven't made up my mind.
I think I know where you'll be. You'll be at Alistair's place, if
probably
I know you.
Down at Alistair's. Yeah. Yeah, I would think so.
All right. Okay. There you are, people. Phuket, 9 days, 8 nights, including your flights, $1,255 per person, twin share. That is amazing. Check it out today. Got a book before the 5th of November. Talk to the crew at Port Travel. And the airfares to the US, $899. Wow. Before the 2nd of November. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Mark.
Strawny.
Triple M right across the coast and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, they're a little old-time rock and roll. At 6 to 8, news coming up with Hannah and Lee at 8 o'clock, the latest on the Wentworth by-election. And also from Lee, some interesting stats from the Mid-North Coast along with the sport from the weekend. I think only two of the Premier League matches in the cricket were able to run because of the wet weather and the damage that was done earlier in the week to the grounds and to the wickets. Also, a big shout-out going to our good mate Picky, talking about the DK sessions at Lighthouse Beach at the weekend. They had a stack of riders from the Sunshine Coast right down to Wollongong. The conditions were perfect. Gary Thatcher from the Sunshine Coast created history in winning back-to-back DK titles, the drop-knee titles. It's the first time any rider has done this at the event. Gary defeated Victorian Dane Pope in the final, with another Victorian, Justin Welsh, claiming third, and local legend Chris Harris taking fourth place. Good on you, Chris, flying the local flag there. Some great photos. We'll try and get a few up on the Triple M Facebook site from the drop-knee sessions at the weekend. Some spectacular surfing there. On your Picky, another great event.
BCU, your local home loan specialist. Come and visit the team at our Gordon Street store today.
Not a bad run if you head along the coast on Pacific Drive down towards Flynn's Beach. A clear run through Lake Cadie, Houston Mitchell Drive out towards the Pacific Highway and slow through St. Croix outbound for the Oxley Highway. Hyundai Monday is now on. Get the small SUV, the Kona, from $25,990 plus a huge $500 factory bonus. A great week starts with a great deal at Hyundai. I'm Marina Ivanovic. That's latest traffic on Classic Hits, the Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Thank you, Marina. And if you're driving to Sydney today, mostly sunny there and around 23. Heading north to Bruce Vegas, partly cloudy, 27. In Melbourne, sunny and 28 today. Perth, cloudy and 20. Adelaide, mostly sunny and afternoon cool change and 30. Hobart, mostly sunny, 24. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34. News is next with Hannah and Lee. Triple M right across the coast. It's Strawny Fabricchi and the Little Young Rascals. Did I say Little Young Rascals? The Young Rascals. I don't know if they were little. There you go. Good loving. Move on, Strawn. 8 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Ah, well, it's Monday. Come on, give a bloke a break, will you, please? let's see if we can give away the money right now. We go to Port Macquarie and say a very good morning to Sharon. How are you, Sharon?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Were you caught up in the fog yesterday?
No, I wasn't.
Well, you were very lucky. I couldn't even see the clothesline. It was that heavy in the early part of the day. Anyway, let's try and put $1,000 in your pocket, Sharon. We have to match your birthday on the wheel. What number are we looking for you?
13.
13. All right, Sharon, here we go. Come on, 13. Come on, 13. Come on, keep going.
Come on.
You rotten thing. It stops on the number 21. Just Sharon's age. Why didn't you say that, Sharon?
Oh, I don't know.
Can't give you the cash, Sharon, but I've got your details, phone number, end of the month, which isn't that far away. Christy does the draw for the big Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win it. Thanks, Shaz.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you.
Okay. Other birthdays today on the on this Monday, 22nd day of October, include the great Jeff Goldblum, the actor and jazz piano player. He's quite a good piano player. Christopher Lloyd, also born on this day, and the bloke we all giggle at when you hear his name, the great Franz Liszt. Yes, I said Liszt, all born on this day. Triple M right across the coast. It is Oztober all day, all month here on the M's. Chisels, cheap wine, and of course Triple M is celebrating and giving you the chance to win your way to the Triple M Oztober Garage Sessions in tropical North Queensland. More tickets to be given away this week. Only Triple M Club members can win. Ian Moss, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel, Screaming Jets performing exclusively for you, our Triple M Club members. How good is it? Yep, not a member? Sign up today to triplem.com.au. And, of course, Dave Gleeson today at midday. His very special guest will be Tom Busby of Busby Maru. They're regular visitors to the coast. Don't miss it with Gleeson today from midday during Oztober. Up next, Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss, news on Pamela Anderson. One of our favourite Aussie rock television shows coming back for one show in November. And did you see All Together Now last night, the opera singer? That was incredible. If you missed it, you won't believe what I'll play you next here at Triple M.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes. Good morning, Christy.
Happy Monday. The weather's shaping up, isn't it?
It is, actually. It was like a horror movie yesterday, don't you reckon? Did you ever see The American Werewolf in London?
No, I haven't.
Just
no.
With the, you know, with the really cold water and the warm air, just keeps that inversion of the fog.
It was like eerie. Actually, I was paddleboarding at North Haven. When it
were
was
you
foggy.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee, okay.
It was so cold against the wind, but at the same time it was so hot.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. Anyway, we'll get off the subject of horror movies. I can't wait. I've got to watch them through my fingers from behind the lounge.
Oh, you're not a scaredy cat, are you?
Oh, I am. I don't like them. What's happening today?
Look, the Laurieton Swimming Club meet tonight from 5 o'clock at the pool. And if you're looking to score some great book bargains, then get along to the showgrounds for the Rotary Club of Wauchope's annual Monster Book Sale. So it's today through till Saturday, where you can search for books at the showgrounds hall from 10 till 5 each day. And the Maclay Valley Community Art Gallery, you can see Petal and Stone, Feather and Bone is the culmination of creative efforts of three friends, and inspired by nature. All works follow a similar thread of treasures found in the wild. And Nambucca View Club are meeting at 11 o'clock at the RSL. View Club is a women's organisation dedicated to helping disadvantaged Aussie kids pursue a good education through their work with the Smith family and a Learning for Life suite of programs. And of course, I'm going to mention, Strawny, that the Port Macquarie City Bowling Club have a Residents Action Network meeting this afternoon. So just for a meeting.
Okay, all right, yeah. The Residents Action Network. Good luck to them having their meeting and their say this evening. All right, Christy, thanks for that.
Thank
and
you.
If people are listening and thinking, hey, I wouldn't mind getting my group on that.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to go to triplem.com.au. That's where you can share your event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M right across the coast. It's Strotty Fabrecki. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, who are doing Octobra. Ladies, get your bras into the club. They then will donate $1 for every bra that gets put into the bin there to the Hastings Cancer Trust. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and those bras then will be handed over to the good people at the Hastings Women's and Children's Refuge, who do terrific work. That is the great Alice Cooper there and the Department of Youth. Alistair is not in the prime of youth at the moment, but he's still playing around the place. Vincent Furnier still hitting the golf ball so good. He still plays off single figures, the great man, Alice Cooper. And gee, wouldn't you be doing well if you were the lady or the gentleman that supplied him with the eye makeup, black eye makeup? I wonder how big his pencils are, his eyeliner pencils. Hey, he still uses plenty of them. Hey, something I've got to mention in What's On, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union, is coming up on Friday, a good mate, Jeff Shelton, wants to remind everybody, the Marine Rescue PM Night, it's the 25th one, is on 6:30 at the Westport Club on Friday night. Club members have supported what was Sea Rescue back in those days, now is Marine Rescue, to the tune of about $200,000. Now, there will be representatives from marine dealerships, the RMS and New South Wales Fisheries on hand to answer any questions and provide any advice needed. If you're a boatie, get along to this night. It's a great networking night. They'll be giving away more than $6,000 in prizes to PM Club members too. To be eligible for prizes, all Port Macquarie Club members have to do is be financial and in attendance on the night. They've got 10 personal locating beacons for boaties on offer, a fully installed automatic identification system, and over $1,000 in gift vouchers and a whole lot more. If you're a boatie, you get to talk to Marine Rescue, New South Wales Fisheries, other fishers, and it's just a really great night. So make sure you put it in your diary for Friday night at 6:30 at the Westport Club. It is going to be a huge night there, and if you're a boatie, you really can't miss it. It is that good, the PM night. Good on you, Jeff. Thank you very much for that. Now, coming up on the show tomorrow, we're going to look at a very funny event that's coming up at the weekend. Also, more of Oztober. Yes, time is ticking away for you to win those tickets to our garage sessions in tropical North Queensland. Remember, only Triple M Club members can win. Not a member? Sign up today to triplem.com.au. It's really simple. You might be winging your way to tropical North Queensland to see one of the best garage sessions you have ever seen, with some of the best we've got in the Australian music industry. Stand by, Ray, coming up after nine.
With love, health and friends.
Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Monday.
God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy. Making the best of each day.